and Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
You ever wish that something that was kid size really could be adult size so you could play with it too? Yeah.
All the time.
How many times you've seen a kid rolling around in a stroller and you're like, man, that kid looks comfy in there. Mommy and daddy just pushing them around, chilling.
Why? What's going on?
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Stroller company has made a grown-up version of a stroller for adults to test ride.
Come on.
This thing is 7 feet tall.
So wait a minute. So you're test riding this around to decide whether or not it's good enough for your kid, yep, or they're actually going to be selling these to adults?
No, right now it's just in like a testing mode. So you can go and get in line and test it. The name of the company is Colton, and Colcraft is the president. And what they do is they create these strollers that they're like the most luxury kinds of strollers. So he realized that a lot of parents look at these strollers like, I wonder if my child is comfortable. So he created this adult sized version that you can go test ride. They've got another shot.
So what do you get? What do you get in this adult stroller? Like, what's in a luxury stroller? Period for a kid. Like, well, is it like a built in iPad? Is there LED lighting? What's going on?
No, it's
there?
Just a regular giant
velveteen
ride.
Like it's an old Oldsmobile.
No, it's got the front bar. It's like sitting in a couch, but somebody pushes you. Imagine if you were in the most
kind of like a Harley
couch.
Davidson.
No, it's nothing like a Harley Davidson. It's like being in your bed, but on an incline and somebody pushing you everywhere you go.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that kind of seems odd as an adult. I got to be honest with
Sounds
you. You
amazing.
Know what I mean? I mean, I guess take the luxury if you want to, but you just turn into like, I don't know, your muscles go atrophy. But you know what? I mean, it leads to some other ideas. You bring up the point of things that you would want,
right,
as an adult that kids have. I have a few things.
What?
Big wheels.
Yeah.
How awesome would that be, right?
Right.
The plastic tires, you're sliding around. Of course, we got to make them faster. I mean, I don't know what the safety regulations would be on a big wheel when it travels at 45 miles per hour or something like that, mm-hmm, but I mean, it would be fun anyways.
How about like those, remember the sit and spins? So you sit on them and then you turn it and you spin around?
I can't do that now that I'm older.
What?
Like, I used to love roller coasters. Now, like, I get on a ride that spins, I'm like, oh, God.
I want that. Like, I always try to get on my daughter's, but, you know, it's really small as it is. Like, mm-hmm, she's got a hard time sitting on it at
right,
7. So when I'm on it, it's really,
there's
I
a weight
like
limit.
A bigger one.
I'm just putting that out there.
What?
I mean, I'm not saying that directly to you. I'm just saying that it's posted on the box. It doesn't say Anna Zapp, you should pay attention to this, but it says, everybody pay attention. Just a hint.
The bounce balls with the handles.
How about that would be cool.
That would be great.
How about the ballroom at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
All right, if it was sanitary,
right,
put that out there first.
Right.
And it was huge. I mean, we're talking, it's got to be 6 feet deep. I mean, I know we can't make pools 9 foot deep in the deep anymore,
yeah,
but if we could, the ballroom would be a good place to go.
You know, when I was thinking about that, though, what happens if you drown to the bottom of the ball pool? Will people know that you're there? Like, what if you're like, help?
No, you hide. You got to hide in there.
But what if somebody, I just imagine
bring
being
a breathing
down there,
apparatus.
There's like Band-Aids and like snacks and the bottom of the adult ball pit.
I've got one more thing.
What?
How about a fort? Like, if you could have a fort. Like, you know,
yeah,
when you're an adult and you build a fort, they just figure you're homeless. You
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not the
true
same thing as like, hey, that dude built an awesome fort. Nobody says that. They're just like, oh, that's sad.
We definitely need forts.
He won't pay his bills.